Our next takeout comes from Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, and he called it. The Vikings and the Packers went head-to-head last night. They met. It was a test of Brett Favre and also just an extraordinary rivalry between the Packers, who used to have Favre, and the Vikings, who now have the 40-year-old Favre. How did it go?
Well, the Minnesota won 30-23. Green Bay had 23 points. I think the game came down to the third quarter when on 4th-and-1 front in the goal line, Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers stepped back to throw a pass, and a guy named Donald Lee literally dropped the ball in the end zone. And that kind of spoke to them. Favre had 270 yards passing, had three TDs. Aaron Rodgers had a banner day. He had literally his most successful day in the NFL. He threw for 384 yards, two touchdowns, but one interception.
One interception, called it.
There was also another interesting stat where they were sacked 8 times. Aaron Rodgers was sacked 8 times. So, and I think if you're not going to protect your quarterback, you're not going to win.
Well, it was all about who's going to get rattled. How did the Vikings protect Brett Favre so he could show off with that lightning arm and win the game?
Well, partly because the Green Bay defensive line was a little bit depleted. But I think in terms of, they just created a nice wall around him. And there's also a piece of that where Brett Favre is a veteran quarterback, and he knows how to get out of trouble and how to find those passing lanes. But I watched the game with a Green Bay fan, and I think I'm a little, you know, my heart is a little...
You're hurting for the Green Bay
fans. Right.
All right, well, we're all hurting for Leo on our staff, who's a Green Bay fan. He's a Wisconsin fellow on our staff. Finally, Brett Favre is a veteran. He's 40 years old. He's hung around for a long time. But quarterbacks are fragile in a league where the offensive and defensive lines are getting huger and huger, 300-pound men against these much lighter quarterbacks. What's the NFL doing to manage this?
They have a lot of new rules, so you can't hit a quarterback after he has thrown the ball. So what you're seeing a lot of, or like hitting them to the head. There's also rules where you can't do helmet-on-helmet contact, which sounds absurd to some of the other listeners that remember the purple people eaters of the different eras.
The sound of the clashing helmets.
Correct, exactly. That is football. But they're putting in rules to really limit the amount of contact that happens that really rattles people's brains.
Because if the quarterbacks go, there's no game. The NFL is going to like lose their product if they don't protect these quarterbacks.
It's true. The era of the quarterback where you had people like Jim Kelly of the Bills and Dan Marino of the Dolphins, that era of the quarterback has somewhat passed, and Brett Favre reminds us of that era. That's why last night was such an interesting game.
But we should not forget that the average career in the NFL is something like 3.5 years.
And most players don't even get into the game. They'll play in the practice squad, and they'll never actually see real game time. So to have a guy that plays, you know, for 20 years like Brett Favre, he was playing when I was in high school, which is absurd, is an amazing feat in itself.
Is 40 the new 30 in the NFL?
40 is the new 30 because you have a guy like Junior Seau, who's coming back now with the New England Patriots. He's also going to be in his 20th year, and he'll bring a veteran presence into that locker room. You can't take away that veteran presence and that understanding and that wisdom and knowledge of the game.
And, you know, to have a linebacker coming back, that's different than a quarterback who's been protected, you know, has been back there in the pocket. You know, to have a linebacker coming
back,
he's either really desperate or he is truly a man of steel.
Well, they also don't take as much punishment. They deliver the punishment, which is a very different thing.
That's true.
So running backs, they can't stay in the league that long. They're like 2 or 3 years and then they're done. Guy like Junior Seau, he just throws his shoulder in there and the guy bounces back.
What position did you play?
Oh, yeah, I played linebacker.
There we go. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, with your takeout this morning.
Good morning.